In the summer of 2004, I was a rising sophomore in college on my first visit to Paris, and I was jubilant. It was midnight. I was riding the metro with a small group of excited international students when the leader of the group I was with handed me her cell phone. "It's your mother," she said, sounding casual and unworried as only the French can. I grabbed the phone. "Hi, Mom. Guess where I am? I'm on the metro in Paris." "Baby, are you sitting down?" Her tone instantly got my attention. After all, it was midnight in Paris, and she had called the group leader, a number I didn't even know she had. I sat down. "Our house burned down," she said calmly. "What?" "No one was hurt. We're all okay. Even Lando." My heart warmed with relief. My family was okay. Even our dog was okay. "But it was a serious fire. Most of the house is damaged." That fire was the beginning of my transformation from a dedicated pack rat to a joyful minimalist. Today, my family counts the fire as one of the major blessings to occur in our lives. It showed us the love of our community, and it taught us that value lies in relationships, not in things. Of course, losing almost everything was bittersweet. I still feel sad over the loss of a shelf full of my childhood and teenage journals, some loving and meaningful letters written to me, the doll cradle my grandpa made for me, and some toys I had treasured and hoped to give to my future children. But even as I feel the loss, I wonder where I would put those mementos now. I don't have room in my budget for a storage space, and I'm currently living the life of an international vagabond, and loving how easy it is to travel and move without too much baggage. The loss of my sentimental things in the fire and the ensuing years of frequent travel and moves taught me that value doesn't live in things. It lives in our relationship to those things and our relationships with each other. Relationships are intangible, bonds built in our hearts and minds, and that is good news. It means we don't have to hold on to possessions. Rather, we can find ways to value each other, our stories, our memories, and our histories that don't involve renting mini storage units or having walk-in closets in every room. I created this audiobook because I sense a longing within so many for more. More joy, more space, more time. I want to share what I was lucky enough to accidentally discover, that a life that values relationships and experiences over ownership and consumerism can be freer and more fulfilling. It is my hope that the collective wisdom of the people I've talked to about minimalist living, along with what I've gleaned from my research and my post-fire attitude shift, will inspire you and give you practical ways to live a more joyful, minimalist life. I want to warn you, simply listening to this book won't do anything. You've got to take action. But I promise we will make it fun. It'll be fun in a challenging way. It's my job to break down the many steps toward becoming a person who doesn't live with clutter so that you don't feel overwhelmed. You can simply follow the steps and discover that you have become a joyful minimalist.